So I got to say, last night, I don't even know what time it was when you were passing out drinks. I've had margaritas. I probably haven't had straight tequila. I don't even remember the last time.
Yeah.
And our sponsor, our title sponsor out here, Tequila Volteo, that stuff is so smooth and so good.
Yeah.
It really is. Really good.
Now, I didn't shoot it like you guys.
You didn't shoot it straight from the bottle like I did the last two?
But George, whatever George poured for us originally, I see all you guys do it. Man, whatever you poured probably took me half an hour to finish it. But it was really good.
That's the best way to consume it because it's so good.
Yeah.
But yeah, it makes frozen awesomes even more.
Yeah, it really does.
That's crazy though, because you hear a lot about tequila these days of people that are getting into it because it's real clean and it doesn't have additives and all that type of thing. And I wanted to try it because I'd love to try to get back into that. But we all have an experience with some liquor, it feels like, in our lifetime that screwed us up forever. And sadly for me, that mine was on tequila years ago.
Do you think that's the one that when people talk about, okay, I had that bad experience? Because that's the one that probably will, okay, if we're going to take shots and shoot, that's where we're going.
That, like, Jameson is huge.
Yeah, you don't have a lot of people saying, I'm going to shoot, you know, brown or anything else. So when they take those shots, maybe that's the case. I remember mine, man. I was in college, and we were drinking Black Velvet.
What is that? Is that tequila?
No, it's a whiskey.
Never even heard of that.
And my goodness, man, we had a basketball game on campus that evening, and they said they really, truly had to get me out of there. And I don't remember any of it. Wow. Like, trying to go on the court, and I was like, they was like, dude, Donnie, chill out, seriously.
Trying to check yourself in. I'm in for number 10.
I just stand up and try to take my pants off, like the tearaway pants, so I can go out there on the court. And it's like, okay, never again.
It is weird when you're younger and you're trying to figure out how much is too much for your own self.
Right.
Yeah, because to your point, like there was, like years ago, that happened to me, and I was so dysfunctional. And then you start projectile vomiting everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and you're sitting there going, am I going to die? Is this it? Like, what have I done to myself?
Yeah.
It's horrible.
My sister was living in Austin, and I went to go visit her. And me and my oldest, so we had an interesting relationship. Like, we were kind of mean to each other pretty much throughout our school. And then after she graduated, we became the coolest. Like, we were great. It's almost like we couldn't live under one roof together. Yeah. And then once she moved out, we were the best of friends. And I would go visit her. And one time, man, I went down there and got so loaded.
It happens, dude.
And she's like, no, I got you. You're fine. I'm like, you know, because the first words out of your mouth, right, when you just really get sick, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Right. You feel bad.
Okay, hey, stop apologizing.
I'm sorry.
We always apologize when that happens. It's incredible. Incredible. Yeah. But no, it is smooth, man. And Moose has been the great bartender. Here. Yeah, you really have.
A little heavy on the shot.
A little.
Yeah.
I looked at my cup, I was like, what is this? I can't shoot this. And then Donnie's like, look, next. And then Donnie's like, wait, where is the bottle? Oh, there's a bottle.
Well, that's how you go to 4 o'clock in the morning.
That is impressive.
Very impressive.
Yeah, it was the look Matt gave me when we had Dak on yesterday.
Oh, yeah, at 9:25 a.m. you did a shot.
I heard you did a shot for Dak.
When he asked about...
Oh, my goodness.
It hit me right when he asked the question, Matt, about George Pickens. I went, ooh. So I just took my headphones off and ran in there and got everything. Said, all right, you know what? Let's
get this thing started.
Let's get this party started right.
He's going to dedicate next season to you.
I hope so.
Because of that moment right there.
I think he should.
Here we go!
To my shot-taking buddy, Donnie.
Yeah, I think he should.
You think here we go? We'll be back?
Yeah. What if it's take a shot? That'd be great.
Look around like, that's good. Okay. All right. Yeah, I think it is the same thing. It's a trip because it's all great when you're winning games. Yeah. And then when you hear it when they're losing and not playing well, like, man, do something else.
Yeah.
Come on.
I always liked it.
I think it's better than Omaha.
And then you hear Cooper Rush going, hey, here we go.
Okay, gentlemen, here we go.
So regal.
That'd be awesome.
Cooper Rush is like, well, hello, here we go.
I like Walhalla.
Blue 19, Walhalla.
Wahala.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, he has to say it like that.
He puts the leg up. He goes,
in the house.
Yeah, even better.
Wahala.
There's the familiar cadence from Dak Prescott.
It sounds as if he's saying, we'll holla.
And then they cut it like 10 of them in a row. We'll holla, we'll holla, we'll holla.
We'll holla, we'll holla.
Troy has to break down where that comes from and why that cadence is being used.
Look, he's the only one radio station called The Ticket. This guy drinking all night and he wanted to sign off.
God, y'all should have pitched him with that yesterday.
Oh, my God, we should have. We didn't even think about it.
Hey, your house.
Hey, Dak, we need you to change up your cadence. Hey, your house.
That's what they snap it on. We'll holla. We'll holla.
Hurry your house.
Hurry your house. He goes back to pass.
Oh, see, that was on the second hurry your house.
Right. It's hurry your house on three, okay? On three. Hurry your house.
That'd be so awesome.
Hurry your house. Hear your house.
Blue 19. 52 is the mic. 52 is the mic. Hear your house.
All right, let's. I need to pitch him now before they start mini camp.
Let's have him back on so we can.
But man, we don't even really want to talk football. We need to make a few changes.
Right, we're trying our best to see. You know,
we're calling him right
you
now.
You can keep the defense on his heels. You know, they're kind of used to the cadence that you have.
Dude, they would be so caught off guard. Touchdown, first play of the season. The defense is like, what? Huh?
Even his own teammates would be like,
"Hear your house.
Hear your house. What's that? Hear your house."
We can only
sipping
wish.
On the mimosa.
That's an audible.
It's just all drops for different signals. Oh my God.
I was the quarterback of the Cowboys. That's what it would sound like. That is remarkable.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
I didn't think we were going to laugh about that, but sure enough, we got into it.
I didn't think so. No, you're right about that. All right, well.
Shots?
Oh, let's go. Man. It's time. I'm up now. I thought I was going to have some problems getting through. Oh, I feel good now.
Man.
Moose, thank you. If you want to come back at Boy Music, you can stick
around.
I may come
back for music.
Okay, please do.
And if we have time for it, I may add a contribution to it.
Oh, please.
Okay, yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right, Boy Music is at 11:30 today with the big man. Really appreciate that. It's The Invasion, Matt McLaren, Donovan Lewis. We will preview Stars Game 5 to see if they can bring it home. We'll do that at 10:10. But coming up next, Am I the Jerk? Are You? We'll discuss next here. Ticket.